I want you to picture something for a second. You know, you've just spent the last 5 or 6 hours in transit.
Yeah, that's never the fun part.
Right. You've navigated the security lines, fought over that middle seat armrest, and, you know, survived those endless sterile terminal walks.
But then you finally land.
Exactly. You grab your bags, the sliding glass doors at Rhodes International Airport part, and you get that very first blast of warm Mediterranean air. You are holding your luggage, and you are entirely ready for your Greek island getaway.
It's the starting gun for the holiday, really. Stepping out of that climate-controlled airport, which is located up near Paradisi, into the local air. It's just pure anticipation.
But here is the paradox we're exploring today. That exact moment when the vacation is officially supposed to begin is statistically when travelers report some of their highest stress levels.
Which is wild to think about.
It is. So, okay, let's unpack this. Because arriving on a new island shouldn't feel like, I mean, an advanced calculus problem. Today we're taking a deep dive into the surprisingly complex world of the last mile of travel.
Right. Getting from the airport to the perfect holiday base effortlessly.
Yeah, and we're looking at some really fascinating transport data and psychological studies today. Because while flying gets you there, that last mile is often the most stressful part of travel. It's kind of like doing a jigsaw puzzle while you're exhausted.
That is a great way to put it.
It's possible, sure, but it's not fun when you're managing a family and heavy luggage.
Yeah.
Why is taking public transit or finding a cab on arrival so jarring here specifically?
Well, it really comes down to the geography of Rhodes. The island is pretty spread out.
Right. The resort areas aren't just clustered around the runway.
Exactly. They are scattered far and wide. And a prearranged private transfer removes all that uncertainty. You aren't trying to, you know, understand distances or waiting around for public transport.
Or wrestling beach gear and kids onto crowded buses after a long flight.
Right. It immediately shifts your mindset from commuting to actually vacationing. You can just exhale.
Okay, so let's map this out a bit. If I'm just doing a quick hop to the capital, what does that journey actually look like?
So if you're heading up that northwestern corridor, the routes to Rhodes Town or the port, they function as a really efficient transition zone.
Because they're pretty close to the airport, right?
Yeah. Exactly. It's a very practical ride. It's perfect for anyone staying near the capital or the medieval city, or if you're just catching a ferry.
Or hanging out at the coastal hotels in Ixia or Ialisos.
Yes. You get sea views, you're close to the city, and, well, the primary benefit here is speed.
You're checking into your hotel in, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 to 30 minutes, maybe, depending on traffic. And even on that short trip, you get an early sense of the western side of Rhodes and local settlements like Chromasti.
It's a nice quick orientation, but here's where it gets really interesting. A lot of people are bypassing the north and heading way down the coast.
Oh, absolutely. The distances really stretch out down the eastern side.
So let's talk about those longer routes, like to Falaraki or, you know, down to Lindos.
Well, Falaraki is your go-to for that active seaside resort vibe. Lots of beaches, lots of entertainment.
But what if you're going even further south? When I think of classic Greek imagery, I picture Lindos.
What's fascinating here is how the island's geography really dictates your transit experience.
How so?
Well, the further southeast you go, the more the drive transforms. It goes from a quick shuttle into a genuinely scenic journey.
Oh, wow. So you're passing traditional inland settlements and stuff.
Right. Lindos is more than just a practical ride. It leads directly to the female white village and the Acropolis. And places like Kyotari, Pefki, and Lardos.
Those are further down, right?
Yeah. Those are the ultimate choices for a quieter, more relaxed resort base. They are far beyond the busiest areas.
So it's not just a boring necessity to get down there.
Mm-mm.
I like to think of this transfer ride as kind of like a movie trailer for your holiday.
I love that analogy. It really is a first look at Rhodes.
Right, because I want to push back on the idea that an airport transfer is just moving a suitcase from point A to point B. How can a simple car ride actually teach you about the island? I mean, I don't want a boring lecture when I'm exhausted.
No one does. But these longer routes pass incredible landscapes. You see local communities, coastal areas, and resort zones.
And some landmarks, too, right?
Yes. You might see places connected to Seven Springs or Sambica or Archangelos. And the selected routes actually offer this really subtle, short, route-based narration.
Wait, really? Like a tour guide? Because that sounds, you know, a bit exhausting right after a flight.
Not at all. It's just enough context to help you discover the island. It's not a formal guided tour that demands your attention.
Ah, okay. So they aren't quizzing you on mythology.
Exactly. They might just point out a key mountain or a village as you pass. It helps orient you without overwhelming you.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for actually booking this? Give us the practical advice for arrival.
The most important thing is communication. You have to provide accurate flight details, obviously.
Right, in case of delays so you aren't stranded.
But also clear destination instructions. This is crucial if you are staying in a, you know, hard-to-find villa or a smaller hotel outside the major resort centers.
Because they don't always have giant neon signs pointing the way.
Exactly. A pin on a map isn't always enough for a driver trying to navigate a dark country road.
Mm.
You need explicit instructions.
Good tip. Now, what about getting back to the airport? Because nobody likes thinking about leaving.
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, arrival transfers get all the glory. But departure transfers are really the unsung heroes here.
Oh, wow. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, especially during the busy high season. Calculating journey times from those distant resorts back to the airport can be incredibly stressful.
Because of the traffic on the roads.
Right. So a prearranged departure transfer acts as an insurance policy. It gives you peace of mind on your final day.
So you aren't doing mental math by the pool trying to figure out when to flag down a cab.
Exactly. You know the vehicle is booked. You get to preserve your relaxation right up to the terminal doors.
You're buying an extra day of psychological vacation. I love that. So wrap this up. It's warmly inviting you to consider which transfer route best matches your destination and travel style.
Definitely. Whether that's a quick zip to the medieval city or a scenic glide down to a quiet southeastern beach.
Exactly. Which leaves me with a final thought for you to mull over. Think back to stepping off that plane. Does the physical journey from the airport actually set the psychological tone for your entire vacation?
It's a great question to ask yourself.
Right. If that first hour on the island is calm, informative, and beautiful, it might just completely redefine the way you experience the rest of your trip. How do you want your next holiday to actually begin? Think about it, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.